Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Welcome aboard. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. Today is the 17th day of March 2022. And again, it is St. Patty's Day. For those of you out there who are celebrating, be careful. For those of you who don't care, I totally get it. I kind of fall into that second category. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, making it all go, pushing the buttons. If you're waiting for Wayne, well, Wayne has a few days off. Him and his lovely wife are down there with Donald Trump, partying like rock stars in Mar-a-Lago. So we hope they have a blast and enjoy themselves. I'll be back on Monday and Tuesday. Tomorrow night will be a best of, so you can tune into that as well. Hear all the great stuff that Wayne has put together and Chris has put together for you with Wayne Allen Root over the last month or two. So that'll be fantastic. I have to open up today. And obviously, over the overnight, there was a horrific bombing of theater with women and children and, you know, some men, but women and children hiding. And they had put a sign out front where it was kids inside, yet Russia still bombed it. And as I said today on my own show, morning show, opened up, I'll open up the same way. War is obviously not pretty. And war in the 21st century with cell phones everywhere and video everywhere puts you right there, right next to the action, almost as it happens. And we're getting these nightly updates, actually hourly updates, on what's happening. Things that may have taken a week in, let's say, the Vietnam day is taking minutes now. Things that may have taken a day during Desert Storm, again, minutes. You're getting it minutes later. And it feels almost surreal, like it's not real, but it is real. And when things happen like what happened on the overnight here, it's a tool, a propaganda tool to a certain extent, but it's very, very powerful. And when you see dead bodies being pulled out of rubble, and then maybe there's a miracle where some child survives somehow, but the whole spectacle of this atrocity is what will galvanize groups of people together to say we've had enough. Enough is enough. Now, not everybody. Maybe not even the majority of people. But it wears on you. It keeps wearing on you. It's like, you know, the Chinese water torture. One drop after another drop after another drop, and eventually you're dead. Well, one drop after another drop, or another video after another video, or another atrocity. And somewhere along the line, Americans, because we have DNA unlike any other people on the planet, we are going to stand up somewhere along the line and say that's enough. It will eventually happen. Now, I guess it depends on how far Putin pushes this and how long this keeps happening. And the Ukrainians have been fierce, incredible. They've been battle-tested, rock-solid, rock-hard, led by, make an argument, the actual leader of the free world at this point, President Zelensky. But watching those kinds of images, it's not only is it something that can move a population towards more support, it's again, it's a powerful thing. And it is something that, again, we deal with now on a almost hourly basis. Now, I wanted to bring that up because, and I also wanted to bring up the fact that the Ukrainians are doing things that I now have to question whether or not people in this country would do. I brought this up a week ago, again, on my own show in the morning. We had a discussion about it, and I was fascinated. I think I may have even mentioned it last time I was on, Wayne. Not last night, but the time before that. Where I had, you know, there's a group of people who work in the same building I work at. There's like five radio stations here in the home office of Full Power Radio here in Connecticut, in this particular section. And there's like five different radio stations. A lot of younger folks and, you know, salespeople. So there's maybe at one any given time 25 to 30 people in this building. And I did an informal poll of myself asking how many people would actually fight if war came banging on your door. How many people would fight? And I was shocked, really shocked at the number of people who would flee, who would leave. I'd go to Canada. I'll go to Costa Rica. I'll go to wherever. Wherever they're not, I'll go. And I didn't judge at the time, didn't really get into a discussion. And mostly it was the younger people who are willing to flee. Now, listen, I can talk tough. I've never been to war. I get it. And there are folks out there listening to me who have, and they know the horrors of war. So for me to speak of it, maybe that's almost sacrilege to some folks, but I'm just telling you as a 50-something-year-old man, I'm not moving. Right? Not moving. And I'll fight. I can promise you that, I'll fight. But there was a Quinnipiac poll that came out. Now, it came out a couple days ago, but Fox just printed it a couple hours ago. In World War II, Winston Churchill famously declared, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." It appears that there may be even fewer to count on if this recent poll is accurate. 40% of Democrats, 38% of overall Americans said they would flee. They would flee if war came banging on your door. The founding fathers have to be spinning. Imagine the blood and treasure and lives that have been lost in the pursuit of freedom, and 40% of Americans would run. Wow. 55% said they would stay and fight. 55. 5%, I guess, what margin of error? 55% would stay, 40% would run. Think about the greatest generation who went to fight Hitler in Japan and defied all odds. Think about the Revolutionary War, speaking of defying all odds. We saved the world twice. We, through divine intervention, created this amazing country through the Revolutionary War. And we fought in battles that we maybe shouldn't have been in since then. Obviously, we had our own bloody civil war, Vietnam. You could even make an argument that our maneuvers in the desert of the Middle East were miscalculated and misguided. But never did we run. As a nation, never did we flee. What the hell is going on with the people that live here now? How can you run? And by the way, this is a poll taken while you're sitting probably on your couch sifting through your Netflix shows. It's really easy to be tough now. So they say 55% would stay and fight. I actually doubt that number now. I think it'd be lower. That scares me. That scares me that the thought that maybe less than half the percent of the people that live in the United States of America, the beacon of light on the hill, less than half of you would stand and fight if China or Russia or someone else came knocking at your door. Wow. That's disappointing. I can't even put that into words. I don't even know how to quantify that other than just overwhelming disappointment. And again, I think back at the heroes of history, George Washington. These men who, gave up their lives, their honor, their lives, their fortune, and everything. They put it all on the line for freedom. And now here we are, 250 years later. If someone comes to take your stuff, you're going to run? Wow. Now, I think maybe when push comes to shove and they're actually knocking at the door or shooting at your family, you might fire back. But in the comfy confines of your own home, this is a shocking poll. Shocking. Now, 68% of Republicans and 57% of independents said they would fight. It's the Democrats, for whatever reason, seem to be the cowards in this case. So, it's amazing to me. All right, so I have a, other than me being disappointed in the opening segment, I have a, I think it's going to be a great show. We're going to hear from a couple of people from the Heritage Foundation. Katie Tubb will talk to us about the price of gas and oil. We'll have Tommy Binion talking about some of the things going on in Ukraine. Red Janke, who is a renowned national columnist who appears every other week on my morning show here in Connecticut, has written an interesting piece about almost not surrendering a piece of the Ukraine, but making a no-battle zone. And if they cross that, then it's similar to them crossing that red line. And then you're going to love my last guest. Colonel Simmons is going to join me. He's been with me before, but he's one of my all-time favorites. I'm not even going to broach this subject about running with him. He's a Vietnam veteran, a CIA agent, an American. To me, he's an American hero. He's like John Wayne in real life. But we'll chat with him to wrap things up before we head home tonight. Look, again, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And I appreciate you want to email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We can always take some phone calls, 833-927-8255. We'll be right back.
This is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome back to The Root. The Root's on fire. All right, Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the National Wayne Allyn Root Show, nationally syndicated. And because of people like Energized Health, they sign the front of the check and make sure that you don't have to. You don't pay anything. You get to listen to this show for free. Thank you, Energized Health. They're always sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, and they just went and got a patent pending on this science of intercellular hydration, the only patent pending in the world on the intercellular hydration science. So very, very cool. And Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, the mostly dangerous visceral inner body fat that, surrounds your organs, and you don't see it, and it's very dangerous. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, and only 88 days, kept the fat off for over a year. Everywhere I go, people say, look great, look thin, and look far younger than, not only than your 60 years, but look far younger than when they saw me last time 10 years ago when I was 50. So it's kind of amazing. It's not kind of, it's amazing. And I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in the history of my show. They are transforming the lives of my fans. Right now, Energized Health is offering every single one of my fans the WAR 40% off discount. 40% off when you say Wayne Allyn Root or WAR or I love the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Once again, this is the USA Radio Network. If you don't recognize the voice, you're looking for Wayne. He's got a few days off down there at Mar-a-Lago with his man Donald Trump and partying like a rock star, like I said before, because it is his honeymoon. So maybe we'll talk to him next week or early in the week, or who knows, maybe he'll call in later on. You never know. But again, Christopher down there in Dallas pushing all the buttons. We can always take phone calls. The first couple hours, I'm actually wide open. I do have a lot of guests coming up. in hour number three. So depending upon where you're listening, it could be in the 5 o'clock hour, could be in the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hour. But we will have a few guests a little bit later on, some good go-to guests that I bring on my morning show quite often. So I'm gonna circle back, if you will, pardon the expression, because I know that's certainly getting old, but just I'm gonna wrap up the conversation that I had to open it up. And just when I talk about things like that, I get passionate because I think about all the people that were just like me and were called to action to fight for their country and probably were scared to death the whole time, right? But they stood there as bullets were fired at them, and they stood there and charged up at hills as their comrades, their friends, their buddies fell left and right. I have a guy on here who's a Vietnam veteran who was the first guy up to the top of Hamburg Hill. I've actually had him on before here on this network. His story is amazing, but he tells it, when he tells it, it's even more chilling. And you think how, you know, he got shot on the way up, and he, just because it was lucky, it hit him, it was a tracer, and it was towards the end, and it got hit, and it hit his bag, and it ended up catching fire. He didn't die, and he kept going. And, you know, you think about those kinds of acts of heroism, the people going out and machine gun fire and pulling their friend back to safety, or maybe not getting back to safety, maybe dying themselves, giving up their life to save somebody else's. And I think about all those people, and people who are in the mud, in the muck, dying in Vietnam, looking up at the sky, crying for their mom one last time. And then I read something that says only 55% of the people who are alive right now in this country would fight to keep it free. I mean, again, I'm not going to do the whole show on this because I'll get mad and I'll start pounding stuff, because that's just not an acceptable number. It's not. When you think about everything that's happened in the history of this country, 250 years of people dying just for the flag or for the thought of freedom. And here we are living in a day and age where everybody has it so damn easy that the thought of actually having to go out and defend your homeland and your property, your freedom, is foreign to everybody. And I'm not making this poll up. I mean, the poll says what the poll says. It says it's mostly the Democrats. I would say it's mostly the progressive Democrats who wouldn't be willing to fight. Right? The, want to call them the weak liberals? Whatever word you want to use. I just use the word disappointment. So I'm going to put that to bed, unless you want to call on it. If you want to call on it, we could take calls at a couple of numbers, 833-WAR-TALK. You can call my own studio here in the gorgeous hills of Connecticut, 860-464-9490. I can throw you on hold here as well if the other number is just too difficult for you. Either way, you can email me to leelcradio@gmail.com. Link my Facebook page, Voice of Freedom. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into some other stuff. Unless, of course, the calls come and you want to go in a different direction, we'll make it up to you. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
War now.
USA USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said as the war rages on in Ukraine, he's not expecting this to end anytime soon.
We've seen the brutality that Vladimir Putin has brought to this. We know his track record in Chechnya. We know the track record of what he's aided and abetted in Syria. I think we have to expect the same. And part of the reason we have to expect the same is that this has not gone according to Putin's plan. He anticipated that somehow they would go into to Ukraine. The Ukrainians would either somehow welcome them or at least fold their tents and move out. And, of course, exactly the opposite has happened.
Oil prices climbed again today after the International Energy Agency said markets would lose 3 million barrels per day of Russian crude and refined products. The supply loss would be far greater than expected, 1 million barrels per day. That's the drop in demand triggered by higher fuel prices. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of the show, though, and as all of you understand, gold and silver and precious metals and rare coins are the answer to terrible inflation. They are the answer. They are the antidote to terrible inflation. I mean, there's no proof, there's no evidence, there's no fact that past performance equals future performance. But throughout history, gold and silver have been the one antidote, along with real estate, hard assets, to terrible inflation. And we now have awful inflation, like Zimbabwe inflation. So protect yourself and your family. My friends at Tangible guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-300-8441, toll-free 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions. They guarantee you the best prices in the country and excellent customer service, the best in the country. When you say war, Wayne Allen Root, you will get the VIP red carpet treatment. 800-300-8441.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. I'm Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. You got me for the entire 3 hours tonight. As I said, Wayne will be off until next Wednesday when he is back. So, yes, I am live. I am here in Connecticut, broadcasting out to the entire country, and I want to say that because I have received a couple of emails here in the last minutes asking whether or not I am actually here. And yes, I am actually here. And I want to read one real quick. He's probably not expecting this, but I'm going to read it anyway. He says, "Hello, sir." I guess this could be a girl, too. "Hello, sir. I am listening to you now. I'm not sure if you're live or not, but you were talking about how a person can view, or how can a person view just too much theater carnage before they say enough is enough. We need to do something about it. Sir, I fear that this is the objective of the puppet masters. They want us involved in a war, perhaps for personal gain, or perhaps for the detriment of the United States. I was listening to a presentation last night." He goes on to talk about that and how all of that could, like I said, this could all be theater, and he's going to send me the link and all that goes along with it. And I appreciate this person. Very respectful. Thank you, sir. And I'm not saying that you're wrong, and I'm not advocating war either. I want to make sure that everybody understands that. I don't know what to do. Like, normally I feel like I know what to do. Normally I'm like, yeah, this is what we should do in this situation. I don't know what we should do here. I know what I'm trying to say is I know, and I said this from the beginning, that we're going to see images. I like I said, I hate to pat myself on the back when I'm right, I'm right. But I pretty much called this from the beginning, how this was going to happen, except I messed up on the time frame. Like, I thought it would be much quicker. But I was saying that, you know, we're living in a day and age where we're going to get just terrible images across the television screens and across your computer screens, ones that's going to be tough for you to go to sleep at night and live with. And that is going to be something that you're going to have to live with if you're willing to sit on the sidelines during all this. And whether or not 50 years from now, history will look back at us and wag their finger at us like folks wagged their finger at people when Jews were being sent to concentration camps and gas chambers, and nobody did anything. So 50 years from now, 60 years from now, 100 years from now, we're risking the thought or the idea that history will look at us as doing nothing. That's a possibility. Now, I know that if we escalate this, there's also a chance that we escalate it into literally a World War III. Now, some people are already saying that we're in World War III. There's a possibility that's the case, too. If he doesn't stop at the borders of Ukraine and he pushes forward, that will be officially the beginning of World War III. So I understand this emailer's point of view. I totally get it. And he's not the only one that sent me emails like that. There are a lot of folks out there who are justifying what Vladimir Putin is doing. I can never go that far, justifying blowing up babies. But I understand him wanting to protect his territory, what he sees as his territory. That, you know, we can have a discussion about that. But I want to read you something. It's from the AP. And you can take it for whatever it's worth. I'm not going to read you the whole thing. I'm only going to read you a couple paragraphs. But it says, "The bodies of the children all lie here, dumped into this narrow trench, hastily dug into the frozen earth of Mariupol. It all happens to the constant drumbeat of shelling. There's an 18-month-old krill whose shrapnel wound to the head proved too much for his little toddler's body. There is a 16-year-old whose legs were blown up in the explosives during a soccer game. There's the girl, no older than six, who wore pajamas with cartoon unicorns, among the first of the Mariupol children to die from Russian shells. There are stacked together with dozens of others in mass graves on the outskirts of the city. A man covered in a bright blue tarp, weighed down by stones at the crumbling curb. A woman wrapped in a red gold bedsheet, her legs neatly bound at the ankles with some type of scrap white fabric. Workers toss the bodies in as fast as they can, because the less time that they spend out in the open, the better their own chances of survival. That's just the first paragraph from an AP story. There's a whole bunch more, a lot of pictures, a lot of videos. And that goes back to what I was saying before. This is going to be looked at 50, 100 years from now. What did we do? And if we stood by and did nothing, that's how we'll be judged. Now, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if setting up some kind of a no-fly zone would do anything. I also don't think, or do I have any confidence at all in the leadership of this country. I think Biden is as crooked as a $2 bill. I think he is, or a $3 bill. I don't believe a word that comes out of that man's mouth. I think he's inept. And I don't put any trust in him as a leader if, in fact, we were to get into a conflict with anybody. So he's another factor in this mess that you'd have to consider. I don't want to be led into the Third World War by the worst president in the history of this country. God, that's a terrible... Think about that. I didn't even really think about that till this very moment. I mean, I think about how inept and idiotic that man is, and how he really is just has trouble getting through the day. But imagine him being the one that's actually in control as the commander-in-chief of the United States military if we were to have to, you know, lock horns with Russia and or Russia and China. And China just sits on the sidelines, man. I've always said, I guess say it again from the beginning, they are the mortal enemy of the planet. Unleashing the plague as a test run. Always sitting back, always staying out of the fray, always building up their military. They got a bigger navy than we have. Do you realize that? So, yeah, there are a lot of reasons for us not to intervene. A whole lot. In fact, we're probably licking our wounds from Afghanistan. We need to rebuild our military. We have a leader at the top that certainly isn't battle-tested. I think if I remember correctly, Biden was the only one who voted against going and killing Osama bin Laden. I mean, he's certainly not a wartime general. And he's the last guy I would want in charge if, in fact, there was a conflict. So, yeah, if you want to wait it out, put the four corners drill on, and wait and see what happens, I understand that. But as I said from day one, if you're willing to do that, and I guess I'm not saying that that's not even the right move, but if you're willing to do it, then every night on television, be ready. Be ready for kids in stretchers and pregnant moms dying and burned out buildings. It's funny, the Democrats, I'm always skeptical when the Democrats are for something, right? There's also that to put into this equation as well. Whenever they want something, chances are we shouldn't want it. And it seems like they really want this, which makes me very skeptical. Right? But they're going back and forth amongst their own ranks as well. Right? Biden really doesn't want to do any of that. And some of the louder Democrats want to arm them. Certainly nobody wants boots on the ground. I mean, here in my own state of Connecticut, Christopher Murphy actually is pro-war. If Christopher Murphy is pro-war, something really is odd. Blumenthal's the same way, and I mention those two because those are our senators, and we never see them. They're never here, and they never help the state of Connecticut. So whenever they want something, we always look at it through a jaded set of lens eyes, so because it probably has a hollow ring to it. I don't want to do this all. We could do this all night, but I don't want to. I want to at least have a couple of laughs with you somewhere along the line, and we'll talk a little bit about St. Paddy's Day. But We can go round and round on whether or not we should do anything or not do anything, or escalate or de-escalate or try to de-escalate or sit down and talk, or bring them planes or bring them anti-aircraft. I mean, in the end, we probably won't do much more than what we're doing right now. And, you know, we're probably going to sit on the hands and hope that the Ukrainians can actually fight and break. Because, you know, in the end, the best case scenario, because if you look at it, the history would tell us, the great leaders of history, even George Washington, says don't mess around with other people's stuff. He said it much better than that. But if it doesn't have a strategic advantage for us, you know, most strategists, political strategists and government folks, founding fathers would say stay out. If it doesn't have a direct impact on us, stay out. All right, that's enough for this for now. We'll change gears. We'll talk about something different. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can always reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. You can like my Facebook page, Voice of Freedom. Always cool to have you guys back and forth up on the Facebook. And if you want to call in, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255 or 860-464-9490. Quick break. We'll come right back. It's the USA Radio Network.
You know, I told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat, and I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to EnergizedHealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne Alaroo, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of the segment of the show, Amio Life. Do you notice how many health sponsors we've got? I can't help it, man. I look and feel fantastic. I'm 60 years old. I feel like $1 million, and everywhere I go, people say you can't be 60. That's impossible. And Amio Life believes in freedom. They fight for freedom. They're a very patriotic company, and they're supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. And their natural silver mouthwash 3 times a day. And their silver gel on my face each night. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. I suck on their silver lozenges all day at every break of the show to keep my voice alive. The good folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners a special 30% discount. 30%! I told them, go for it. Go for broke. 30%. Don't play around. Don't give people 5% off, 10% off, 15% off. Give them 30% off, and they will respond. So visit AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148, toll-free, and you get 30% off every product in their entire product line. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148.
All right, we're back. So this is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining us. I'm filling in for Wayne. He'll be back on Wednesday of next week. So I'm sifting through some of the emails, and I said I wasn't going to go back, but I'm going to go back one more segment for this. And one of these emails, I agree with half of it. And then the second follow-up email that I get, and I know this is vague, and I'll explain in a second, but I'm getting a lot of people who have taken this position that Mariupol or parts of Ukraine are infested with Nazis, neo-Nazis, and the headquarters of the Azov movement. And I don't know enough about Ukraine to really make a cognitant, cogent argument one way or another about that. But I can probably produce videos and send them to anybody that would make certain cities in the United States look like it's infested with neo-Nazis. Right? It'd only take one video, two videos, half a dozen videos. It'd only take a few 100 people who happen to have swastikas on their arms and shaved heads and tattoos of Hitler across their chest. I mean, we have them in this country. You know we do. To make us look like, you know, it's a country infested like that. So I don't know how to react to that. Like, I don't know how somebody can send me that and then still at the same time excuse away the little dead babies that are being carried off. I don't know. So that you're going to target the excuses that are targeting these folks as, what, a punishment for being neo-Nazis? I find it hard to believe that Putin is going to expend all of this treasure and blood because he doesn't agree with a few hundred people that are living in Ukraine. Find it hard to believe. Now, the other parts of this argument were right on the money. The rebellious Russians are the youth of the Russians. They're being indoctrinated into supporting a greater Russia, better or worse. That's 100% true. They're being hardened for war. You can't deny that. That's happening. And as the Russian army makes mistakes and they die and tanks get blown up, they're not stupid. They learn. And they adjust. And this emailer makes a brilliant point. It's like they're sharpening their knife. I agree with that. I've agreed with that from the beginning. I've never thought that the Russian army was inept. I don't even think we've seen the real spear of this army yet. I know so far it's taken them a lot longer to get to where they want to get to, but I don't know what the reason is behind that. But I don't think we've actually seen the true military might of this army. They have weapons that we don't have yet. You guys understand that. They have anti-aircraft missiles that we don't even possess these things yet. And they got them. And hand in hand, China, they're basically ramping up their youth for a military conflict as well. They do have dress codes. They are making sure that they are being allegiant to their nation. And here in this country, as this emailer pointed out, and he's right about this, our youth are oversaturated with information, misinformation, disinformation, and we're soft. They're soft. Kids today, I mean, if they're playing video games, they're laying around, they're never outside, or rarely. That's why you've got the younger generation willing to flee and not fight in a conflict. So, this emailer, Joe, I agree with half of it. The other half, I think it's a reach, but that's for a different, maybe a different night and different discussion. Anyway, this is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Thank you, as always, for joining us. It's the 17th day of March, which makes it St. Paddy's Day. So maybe we can talk a little bit about St. Paddy's Day. We'll keep the second hour a little bit lighter. I'll try to, anyway. I keep reading stuff, and it brings me back down. We'll come right back. It's the USA Radio Network. Stick around.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.